From the time he was a young boy in the 1930s, D.A. Henderson knew he wanted to be a doctor. His mother was a nurse and his favorite uncle, a doctor and a politician.
Public service was a big thing. And there was always the expression, leave the world a better place than what you found it.
Although medical school deferred his military service, Henderson would eventually join the Public Health Service under the U.S. Surgeon General. He was assigned to the Epidemic Intelligence Service, a division of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
Sometimes we're called disease detectives. We were just on call 24 hours a day to go anywhere in case of an epidemic.
Henderson left CDC after his required service, only to return in 1960 with a degree in public health. Appointed to head a surveillance unit, he was asked to work on a project run by the U.S. Agency for International Development to fight measles in West Africa. He felt the effort was doomed to fail unless it had adequate funding for yearly vaccinations. Instead, Henderson proposed adding smallpox to the USAID measles program, a plan he never expected would win approval, least of all from the U.S. president. In 1965, Lyndon Johnson was looking for a way to engage the United States in the United Nations International Cooperation Year. He heard about Henderson's plan and gave it the go-ahead.
And suddenly we were running a program for 20 countries of West Africa, more than 100 million people, and trying to put together a staff and transport, ordering vaccine. We had to get agreements from each of the countries.
In the end, Henderson and his colleagues were able to launch a combined measles smallpox program. The following year, the World Health Organization would back a global plan to eradicate smallpox. They wanted Henderson to lead the effort in the more than 30 countries where the disease was still endemic.
It was in Brazil and most of Africa south of the Sahara, and then South Asia with India and Pakistan and Bangladesh and Indonesia.
Even with its scant $2.5 million budget, Henderson believed eradication was possible. There was an effective single-dose, low-cost vaccine and injector guns and newly designed needles that could deliver vaccine rapidly. Most importantly, Henderson would run a careful operation based on case reporting, surveillance, and containment.
Go to the place where the cases are. See if there are other cases around. You vaccinate them and you build a kind of a wall around them of people, because smallpox will not exist in animals. It has to go from person to person to person. And if you break that chain at any point, smallpox stops.
The campaign relied on local workers to get the job done, an effort often complicated by floods, nomadic populations, kidnappings, and armed conflict.
We had the civil war problem in several countries, and in Ethiopia it was particularly difficult, where the emperor was assassinated, and there was a Marxist coup, and they took over. And they were, as a long period there, where the only people allowed out of the capital, Addis Ababa, were those working in the smallpox program.
Henderson cultivated cooperation with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. As a result, Moscow not only contributed massive amounts of vaccine, but it also afforded Henderson a diplomatic channel to countries hostile to the United States.
And one of the countries that was actually hiding cases was Somalia. And we got our reports from the Russian embassy. This also happened in Iran.
The surveillance and containment strategy was put to its biggest test in 1977 in India, then a country of 700 million people, when Henderson ordered mobilization on a grand scale.
And we soon found that we could go to at least 90% of the houses, because we had a team validating this. 90% of the houses in India in 10 days.
Victory in India meant the end was near, Henderson recalls. In 1980, the WHO declared the world smallpox-free. By then, Henderson had moved on to head the Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health in Maryland, and over the last two decades has served off and on as a top government science advisor. The possibility that smallpox could reemerge as a biological weapon led Henderson to create the Center for Biosecurity, which engages a community of doctors, health officials, and researchers in planning for a potential future disease outbreak.
My concern was to try to get us prepared in case there was a rogue agent of some sort would distribute the virus, that we're prepared to cope with it.
While D.A. Henderson has been awarded many honors, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the National Medal of Science, what has given him most pleasure in life has been the opportunity to serve.
It's just been very rewarding, and you feel very good at the end of a day when you've changed the world in a lot of different ways, with a lot of other people working with you and doing it. It's not a one-man show.
D.A. Henderson, who led the campaign to eradicate smallpox and inspired effective new strategies for battling infectious diseases. I'm Roseanne Scherbel.